Hey, everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 602. I'm producer Gerald, and as always, I'm joined by Ryan Walton today.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a late night for both of us.
Yeah, relatively. I guess all things considered, I was actually asleep about normal. So it was probably a later night for you.
Yeah, because I didn't get home until almost 2.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, that drive. It was weird. I guess something was going on in the interstate from Nashville, because it had me go old Ashland City Highway. It said it was going to be like 10 minutes quicker.
When we went down yesterday, there was a car on fire on the side of the road.
Oh, shoot.
And every time I see that, my only thought is, how does that even happen?
Yeah.
Like, what happens that a car can just be on fire?
Yeah, sometimes something under wheel well will catch on fire, or something in the engine compartment.
I mean, this baby was on fire, like no good anymore on fire. So that was weird. I'm on a different microphone.
Yep.
So if anybody wants to complain that I sound different than I have over the last 10 years, that's true. I probably do. I've had this mic for like 4 years, and I think I've used it for a total of one episode. It was time to switch a long time ago. I just was lazy.
Yeah.
And I have enough room where I'm at now, and so I switched over. But if it sounds different, that's why, and you'll just have to live with it.
Now, one thing for me is you got this big, huge pop mic filter thing that covers your face up, so I don't get to see your face anymore.
Now, I wouldn't, but when I turned it this way, you complained that you could hear the fridge. This was my plan, and so you actually see more of me than before.
Yeah, but you still sound the same.
But you were unhappy about the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, because it was picking up something in the background.
Yeah, and so you did this, is what I'm saying.
My fault.
Yeah, there's no other way for me to have it to where you can see me.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is how I need to be.
Yeah. And now, to give you an idea of how big this thing is, probably the size of his head, this mic filter thing.
It's like the size of half my head in reality, but it's the half that blocks you.
Right. It looks like it's about the size of your head.
Yeah, it's like half a head. If I held it up in front of me, you would see, like, it'd be like the cover of Face Off starring John Travolta and Nick Cage.
Right.
Where you would still see half of my face. But the back half, the big half, the round half is the part that's blocking you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, it's got a little pop filter on the front. It's foam on the back just to keep all the noise out, because there are noises where I'm at. And I could probably go without having all this on here, but we'll see.
Yeah, remember we used to have the box with the mic inside with the foam all around it.
I was still using it until last week.
Mm.
That's what I've been using, the same one.
Yeah. I still have mine, but I just don't use it.
Look.
Oh, yeah. Still there.
Literally using it last week. This is the same box we started with, folks.
Damn.
Piece of history.
601 episodes ago. Or really 620 episodes ago.
Auction that baby off.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'll probably change a couple things, but for now, I think I'm going to run with this setup. I'll tell you, the floor is so... I've got vinyl down in here, and I've got rollerblade wheels on this chair, and I can't stay put. Like, I roll up to the counter here, and it slowly rolls back.
You have to get, like, a floor mat or something.
It's too smooth.
The carpet in there.
Nah.
A rug. Not carpet. Put a rug.
I don't like rugs. I don't like carpet.
I do. I like the squishiness. I have one on my side of the bed, and I have the one on the wife's side of the bed.
I need a set of brakes on this thing where I can lock them.
I'm always wearing socks because our floors are cold, and there's always stuff, and it's old. And but it's fun.
Yeah, I think what it is, you know, when you roll forward, the wheels are aligned to roll forwards and backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have to remember to like roll where I need to be and then roll right and left and get those wheels turned.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't naturally just kick back. Now, the other thing I'm going to try, this is no good for visual people. I'm going to try to turn here and see if I can get you over to, I got my display case set up.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Look at that. See your typewriter in there, typewriters.
Yeah.
Your old fan.
And then, just to be even worse, hold on a second. I'll be back. Fill the dead air.
Okay. He's got plants in his background because, you know, a couple weeks ago he was talking about all his plants. And then he's got this huge Amazon Fire Stick wall TV thing back there.
I'm back.
Okay.
Check this out.
We're talking about, I was talking, telling them about your plants.
Okay. Yeah. I got plants everywhere. Check this out. You can't really see it good, but it's, I got it lighted in there.
Oh yeah. Look at that.
It's actually, it's like mood lighting. It looks really good in person. On the camera though, it's coming through like it's not really doing much, but it's actually lights up the whole shell. It's really good. And you can't, all the wires are hidden. Everything is hidden. That wire running up the top is because I have my little TV in there going.
Okay.
And that's not going to stay that way. I was just seeing if I could get it hooked up and working again.
Nice.
Yeah. So that cabinet is metal and it's got glass doors on it. It's completely adjustable. Got it off of Amazon and it's pretty nice. I'm thinking about changing all my bookcases in my house out to that because dust is an issue.
Yes, it is.
And that will keep a majority of the dust off everything.
Right.
I think it was like $150 or something. So it was expensive. But I think it looks nice. It comes in white and black.
Yeah, some people do that electric thing around like bookcases. You can put this little wire in it, and it turns it on, and it's supposed to pull the dust towards it.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah.
Plus, things just seem nicer behind glass.
Yeah.
If I have one complaint about this cabinet, it's like the door trim itself is thick, so the whole middle of the shelf, you can't see anything.
So if you put something, you have to kind of like put it in the middle of the glass so you could see stuff.
Yeah. So if you look at this, that whole middle section is wasted
because
you can't see anything that's there. You kind of got to position it in the middle.
And see, that's where you would put something if you just want to hide it and put it in that section.
Yeah. Like a stash.
It's cleaning supplies. You can run wires down that area. And we'll see.
Although I ran the wires so clean, everything looks so good. You can't see anything. It's nice. I spent like 2 hours running the wires.
Yeah, that's what I did. I got a camera for my car, a camera for dash cam, and I ran the wires. And my dad was in the car, and he was like, man, where are the wires at? And my friend that I went to hung out with last night, he said the same thing. He was like, man, where's the wires for this?
You're like, there's no wires.
Yeah, you can only see one little small clip of the wire, and that's it.
If you put your head in the cabinet and look, you can see where they're clipped up and things, but you'd have to be a psychopath to see anything that's in here. And I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah. The lights maybe look like they're part of it, like it came with it.
Yeah, it does. I put two per shelf and then I added magnets to the back of the shelf or to the back of the lights, and they're little puck lights. I didn't want to do strip lights because I want a diffused light.
Yeah.
And so they're diffused puck lights, and I bought adhesive magnets on them. And so they can just be moved. You can just grab them and move them anywhere you want. The cool thing is, like, when I adjust the shelves, I have enough slack in my wires, and they have plastic clips holding them in place.
Yeah.
You could actually just adjust the shelves, move them up and down, and not have to touch any of the wires or lights.
That's good.
So it still functions as it would. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
Awesome. I didn't do anything like that this week. Any cool stuff?
I did do that. Now, as far as games goes, I'm not going to be super entertaining. We also need to do a quick show because of we got started late because I decided to switch to a new mic. But as far as game goes, everything I played was the same. Now, we played Ultimate Chicken Horse on game night.
Yes, we did.
I finally felt like you had fun for the first time on week three.
I don't know, maybe.
You seemed like you enjoyed yourself more. You played better. It was Patman that was distracted because he was being...
Hacked by Nigerian.
Yeah, part of a prince needed his help. And so he was having that go on.
Yeah, he still won, though.
He did. Not like I did, though. I played exceptionally well.
Yeah, you won.
It was my night.
Yeah.
So we played that, a little bit of Party Animals. But then I started the Iron Rig DLC for Dredge last night.
Nice.
It's so good.
Yeah, I watched a quick video of it, and everyone's talking about how it's just adds so much more depth into the game.
So are you playing, you're playing back through it on PS4?
Yes.
Did you buy the Iron Rig DLC?
No, I'm waiting until, because I don't want to have it on there and distract me.
You should go ahead and buy it.
Okay.
It is, it is designed in such a way that the game would have probably been better to have had it as you're playing through it. Like, it's not giving you end game stuff, like end game, E-N-D. It's giving you, like, things that are just helpful.
Okay.
So I think it would only enhance the game and make it easier and maybe more fun to have it. And it'll gatekeep you on some things. There are some things you won't be able to get until you have what you need anyways.
Right.
That I just don't know that there's a downside, because you're going back and forth through everything right now. You could naturally get the things that you need to get for it while you're doing it.
Okay.
If not, it's going to be like the Pale Reach, where you have to like go undo stuff you've already done in order to do that.
Okay.
I can tell you, they did not add the ability to put any more crab pots out. So I have to go remove some from each location in order to put new ones out.
Great. Because I have 4 in each and then 5 in one area.
If you're maxed out, when you get Iron Rig, it does not give you any more.
Okay. All right, that's fine. So I have enough. I don't, like, this new thing, I've already hit 8,000 coins. Yeah. I can pretty much buy whatever I want. I'm fully maxed out.
That's why I'm saying, like, I don't know if waiting on the Iron Rig makes sense, because, like, I have unlimited money and everything, and I had resources that I was just, that I just had in my inventory. It's like, so anytime it asks for something, I'm like, oh, I have that.
Yeah, so I just went north into the volcanic area. I just hit that, but I'm already like leveled all the way up. I just have to do all the little small stuff and then go over to the swamp area and do that.
So when it started, so, you know, I bought the DLC and I didn't really know what to expect. And I turned the game on and I'm like, I don't even know where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know where the Iron Rig is at. And then it loads in and you pull out a dock and you're like, oh, well, I see it. It's huge.
Yeah.
And it also, like, the lighthouse lights up.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's quite obvious where to go. And then you go, and it's definitely different. It's not like the other ones, in the way that you do things, but it's fetch quest. It's fishing. I just love Drew. I love the world. I love being in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Noclip actually has a Dredge documentary that just came out. And so I want to watch that. I'm just a big fan of being back in that world, and I want to play all of it I can. And I pre-ordered the collector's edition, which I think we talked about.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you got it.
Yeah, I pre-ordered it. It doesn't come out, I think, until like November or something. But after being back in here to play the Iron Rig, I'm like, I definitely want to keep my pre-order.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want that. This is one of my favorite games of all time.
I've seen a lot.
It is, but I truly love it. It's a special game for me. And I want to have the things that remind me of that game on my shelf.
Yeah, I get it. It's a great game to play. You can pop a podcast in if you want to, or you can listen to the music and the ambiance of the game.
And I think, like, Black Salt Games has taken that game. You know, when I think back to when I played through Dredge, which is not even that early, you know, people played it before me. Obviously, I wasn't like a day one adopter of Dredge, but I played it early on. And to see how different it is now, like, to be out there and be like in a pod of orcas all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is fucking wild. And then you like sail across and you go across and a giant humpback comes out of nowhere and splashes down beside you. And you're like, this is wild.
Yeah, because when we first played it, like when both of us first played, because we played around the same time, we didn't have all that. You're like, every now and then you get one something you'd see in the back way off to the distance.
Yeah, I think you only got like one new thing that I didn't have in the time that you played.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we played right there together. So the world is just so much more alive than when we started.
Like, I seen the sea turtles, and I was like, oh, I said, I wonder if I could do anything with the sea turtle. Nope, can't do nothing with sea turtles. But I've checked it like 2 or 3 times, just riding over. Okay, can I grab them? Can I take a picture of them? What can I do with this?
There's orcas, dolphins, the humpbacks.
Whales. Yep.
I think there's a whale shark. Maybe that shows up that you can see underwater. I don't think I've ever seen it, but I think someone said that there was one in the game.
Yeah,
or read on a blog. Shark. You can't do anything with it, but you can just see it, I think. It's just much more alive of a world. And if I'm not wrong, I think this expansion makes the world bigger as well. It expands the circle.
Mm.
And so I am curious if they are going to add more, continue to add more stuff to this.
Yeah.
That'd be the only deal breaker for me on, I hope whatever they decide to do is all out before the collector's edition. And I hope we can put a cap on it. Like, I'll wait however long I need to know that game is complete before they send out the encyclopedia and everything. I want everything in it.
Right. And then Dread Shoe comes out in 2 years.
I'd love that. I would love that for me.
Yeah.
I hope they don't call it Dredge 2, though. I hope they call it Dredge, like something, like colon something.
Mm.
Like Dredge, a new world or something. Like where it, I don't want a 2. I don't want to number it.
Oh, okay.
Like give me a new location. It's hard to do, right? Because this has all the different like biomes in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what would be different about a Dredge 2.
Unless it's just a whole nother world.
It's hard to think that they wouldn't do a Dredge 2, though.
Yeah. If how popular this game has been.
Yeah. Are you still spending some time with it?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I played this week. I did jumped to Minecraft for a minute, then want to do more, but the realms went down. Minecraft Realms is down. It's still down for most of the world. It's up for most of the world. I think it's about 80% of the realms are back online. They're still working another 20%. Ours is still down. I checked yesterday during the day. Leslie got it up after I checked. All I pretty much played is Nintendo Switch. I did the
World
Championship Edition. Yeah, started that. Did playing that. I bought a adapter that you plug into your Switch dock, and it allows you to choose between your games. So I have like all 5 of my Switch games plugged into the dock, and I have this little, it's like a remote control you can hook onto the back of your controller and just press it to cycle through your games.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So what did you think of the Nintendo World Championship?
Different than what I thought.
In what way?
I almost thought you could be able to play like more through the games, like the little, like the speed runs. Cause it's pretty you much
thought
all
they'd be longer.
I thought it'd be longer. It wasn't as quick, but I as you go progress through it, it got more and more and more like, okay, you need to finish the whole level. And I'm wanting to go through and hit everything, grow big, get the fireballs, like on the Mario part.
It's not that.
Shoot everything. No, they want you to finish as fast as you can, not doing all that stuff.
It definitely is a speed run.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a max score situation. It is a speed run.
Yeah.
And your score is strictly calculated on speed.
Now, the other part, the World Champion, I can't play unless I buy the online, which I turn mine off.
You don't have the Nintendo Online?
Yeah, no, I turned that off. So
it's like $2.99 a year.
Yeah, I know. I'll get it.
Or $20 a year. It's like $2.99 a month.
Yeah, $19.99 for the whole year.
Yeah, $2 a month or something. Yeah. So you can't do the other either.
No, because I figure I'll just do the speed run, turn that on, and then I'll be able to do the online championship and see what you're doing.
You should go ahead and turn that on because you're missing them. Like they constantly cycle them in and out.
Okay.
And people are going to get good at the game.
Yeah.
The World Championship are the same challenges you're doing, but they pick like 4 or 5 of them. And those are like the World Championships right now. So everyone's competing against those same 4 or 5.
Oh, gotcha.
And then they have the battles where, like, let's say you set a time on Excite Bike, you know, challenge 3. If it happens to be one of the challenges, which also correspond with the World Championship stuff, then I'm competing against your best time in a knockout tournament. You're not playing when I'm playing, but I'm competing against your personal records.
Oh, to see if you can get...
To see if you can advance. And so it starts with 8 people, and then it narrows it down to 4, then 2, then it's like championship round.
Mm.
And so those are the knockouts. And so there's a gold and silver knockout each time, and then there's the World Championship, and they're all the same levels, and then they reset.
Okay.
And so they're already on World Championship number 5, which is why I said you shouldn't wait, because they're eventually going to cycle through everything, and people are going to be very good at them by the time they come back around.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's pins associated with how well you can do. Like for being in certain percentiles, I'm sure you get pins and stuff. Now, what's cool about the rankings, it ranks you based off of your age. So you get like a global ranking, but then you get a ranking based on people of a similar age.
Oh, that's weird.
which is, I think, is neat because you're playing with the kids who grew up playing, or you're playing with, like, if you're younger, then I feel like it takes into the account that those are the kids that haven't played much. There's not as many of you on there probably.
Right.
Whereas like my generation is probably the highest.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it hits the most nostalgia, which I feel like is cool. And sometimes I score quite a bit higher in the global rankings than I do the, like, my age gap rate, like, ratings.
That's crazy.
And it's interesting to see that. Top 40% is the highest I've ever been on something that's global.
Oh, nice.
Which is insane that 60% of the world is still better than me. Or I'm better than 60% of the world, but 40% is still better than me.
Right.
I don't think I'm, like, a speed runner, but I wouldn't think that there were, like, 18,000 people better than me.
Yeah, see, when I played, I just went through, just got just passed it. As long as I got an A or higher, then that was it. I didn't try multiple try to pick up on my speed, or I'm just trying to get through levels.
There's no real reason to if you're A or higher.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I've played through, I'm A or higher. I don't have anything lower than A.
Now, the first level on Mario, I'm a B. I can't get an A. I can't get it fast enough.
On regular Mario?
Yeah, the very first level. I just cannot get an A on that one. I did multiple times.
You were talking about the length, and a lot of times, like, the shorter they are, the more hype I am.
Yeah.
And when you get to the last level of Mario, this is not, I don't think this is a spoiler. It's the full game.
Okay.
So you literally have to beat Mario using the warp tunnels.
Oh, shit.
And I have the most anxiety about it.
Right. You got to remember where the tunnels are.
I haven't even ran it because I just have so much anxiety. I'm like, there's something about the idea of spending like 8 minutes and not getting it that makes me feel some type of way.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't done it. I haven't even attempted it. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I'm going to. I think eventually I will. I want to do all the speedruns challenges,
mm-hmm.
A or above, but I don't know that I will.
Yeah, it's fun. You wanted me to pick it up, so I picked it up.
What's up?
I said you wanted me to pick it up, game, like to play it. So, and I did it.
I was coughing my lungs out.
Gotcha. Oh, here's
are you going to keep playing it?
Yeah, I'm going to play it. This is the thing I got.
That's weird. It's like a dock that you load your game into, and then it's like a fake thing that plugs into the Switch.
Yeah, so it sits up on top up here, and then it mm-hmm. plugs into the console, and then there's the clicker to change the games. And so I bought that. It was one of the tech review places I got that I watched, where they said it was like great and amazing.
So it has 4 active games and storage for 4 more.
Yep. Boy. Yeah. You can go through all 8 because I have the top 4 and I have the one other slot. So I have 5 games in there and I can cycle through each game. And every game, like this little red square, it changes color depending on the game. So you can associate.
So you can access all 8 of them at once?
Yeah.
Get off the picture. What does it say to the side over there?
Oh, it's
4 for game plus 4 for storage.
Okay, so maybe not. Because I know I have the 5th game in there, but I didn't look at it. Because that's the... Okay.
Well, it's misleading because it says 8-in-1 Switch game changer, but then beside it, it says 4 for game for 4 for storage.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So here's the 4 colors.
Okay. Yeah. So you do have to switch out the 4.
Okay. So I just plugged one in there. I didn't go through the 4th game, that 5th game.
I don't know who's ever playing 5 active games on their Switch at once anyways, but yeah, 4 for reading, 4 for storage. It's a psycho move to play 5 things at once, though.
Well, instead of switching them out like I do, because I want to play Minecraft. I might want to play the Nintendo Switch.
You're actively playing 5 games on Switch?
But I'll have to switch out to 2 games, yeah. There's 2 I switch between. It would be Minecraft and then Animal Crossing.
Yeah, 4 I guess I would give you, but like 5 at once?
So, well, 5 is all I have. I don't have more than 5 games.
You have 5 total games for the Switch?
Yeah.
That's crazy, too.
Besides the ones that are like pre-downloaded are downloaded on there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right. So let's get into some news so we can get you out of here.
Yep.
All right. First thing is PlayStation. They've added some more games to the catalog. One specific game on here I wanted to talk to you about is, first we'll go with Ride 5 is coming. The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt, Watch Dogs 2, Wild Hearts, Where's this other one? I couldn't read what it said. It's so small. The Sword Art Online, and then last but not least is Cult of the Lamb was on there.
Yep.
I see Naruto to Bortaro's coming, Sword Art Online. Let's see. Where's this other one? Vacation Simulator is coming to PlayStation 2 VR, Time Splitters, and then Time Splitters 2, another Time Splitters 1. Yep, so that's it. So Cult of the Lamb is going to be free.
It's cool. Not a game that's going to be for everybody. I loved it. I'm very disappointed that the update added local co-op and not online co-op.
Yeah.
Like, super disappointed. Because I was looking forward to playing through it again. I don't think I'll play through it again solo.
Right, because you'd have to have someone there to play with you.
Yeah, and I don't think I'll play through it again, like, on my own.
Which I thought was cool that they added that on there. The Witcher's a popular game, Ride 5, Watch Dogs. I mean, there's some popular games in there someone would be to finally play. But you have to have premium and extra on the PlayStation Plus, which I do. All right, PlayStation July's top downloads for July. One game out there was surprising on there. Number one, of course, EA College Football, which GTA 5 was number two. Which I thought was kind of weird. Sea of Thieves is still on the list, but they're further down. No Man's Sky made the list for America. I'm only going off America. It Takes Two, which I thought was pretty interesting. That
how no hard Sky- would it be for the PlayStation to put a fucking number beside it?
Yeah, like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you have to count down.
Right, and this is coming from the PlayStation website. Yeah, so.
All right, continue. Sorry, I just didn't understand because you said it's on down, but I was like, what number is it? And then I realized there's no numbers.
Yeah, they don't do the numbers here.
You have to count like a psychopath.
All right, so this there's a couple new indie games on here, and I know one game looks like you're going to probably want to play. There's one called Plucky Square. It's very, very popular. They're actually, it's an online one, but they're actually getting a physical version of it. In the game, it looks very kind of... Cult of the Lamb-ish.
Plucky Squire, is that what it is?
Yeah, Plucky Squire.
It's got a fun look to it.
So it's different kind of levels. But there's the Cult of the Lamb look.
Yeah. It was doing some Mario type things too.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a game you would play.
It's interesting, yeah.
And there's another called Broken Sword. Didn't look intriguing. And then this one, Sulfur. It's a single player, and it actually looked pretty good. Let me see if I can show you. Here's the gameplay from this.
Sulfur.
Yeah, so it's a little dungeon crawler type thing.
Looking as first person, though.
Yeah. It's been out on Steam for a little while. It's coming to console. PlayStation VR actually has a game called Behemoth coming. It looked actually pretty awesome.
I think this is one that people have been excited about for a while.
Yeah, because it looks realistic. Here, let me show.
Yeah, I think people have been excited about this for quite a while.
They were showing a guy with an arrow, then he looks up and there's this big, huge creature stepping on him. There's the big behemoth creature.
This is coming from Skydance. I don't think it's a PSVR exclusive, though.
No, I think it's going to be multiple. But it'll probably be on Quest. I think it was on Quest 2. This is just showing a game. I'm just glad they're not totally giving up on VR.
Yeah.
Let's see. Flat Out returns to PlayStation VR 2. Another game. Then this game has been blowing up. I watched a trailer, and my wife was looking. She's all like, what is this? Is this a movie coming out? And I was like, no, this is a game. She goes, that's not a game. I'm like, yeah, this is a game. Just a realistic, when I show the character, like the girl talking.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you know, they can never get the mouth right. So the mouth doesn't match up.
The mouth is weird.
It's like you don't really see gameplay until here. You're first person. You're walking through a little thing. You're Neo-ing from the Matrix, like the third one where he's running around this big server room. Shooting.
You kind of look like a dollar store Keanu.
Yeah. Blowing stuff up, shooting.
It looks good. like visually looks all right.
Yeah. So this is,
that would not be one I played.
Neo Berlin 2087s. All right. So this is coming. It's a Harry Potter Quidditch Champions.
Mm-hmm.
And you play in VR in this little, that game, whatever that game is in, Harry Potter.
I sent a friend of the show, Marshall 205, the trunk Quidditch set, and he ignored me.
So here, just your throat, like flying around. So I guess kind of a game that people will play, Rocket League style.
Yeah, people wanted Quidditch to be in Hogwarts Legacy and were upset that it wasn't. Of course, this doesn't look as good, but for it to be competitive, it's really not the point. The point would be the gameplay itself.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to have to step away, so okay. You'll have to do the rest of the news by yourself.
Okay.
I don't think I'll make it back before you finish.
Okay. All right. So
sorry, everybody. It's my fault.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.
All right. So PlayStation has a PlayStation 5 is dropping the prices on the console and the games and everything like that. Up to 40% off and 60% off games. The PlayStation Slim Digital and console with two dual wireless controllers are all on sale. Huge discounts on those. $50, $60 here, $80. The console covers, those are been pretty good to get the different colors on there. You don't have a lot of colors, but there's a few. They've dropped down in price. If you go to PlayStation Direct, you can get all the different the colors on there. Let's see, the Pulse Wireless headsets. The 3D version, the gray camo, those are on sale. I think $99 now compared to one something for $150, I think they were, or $129.99. The Spider-Man Collection Edition, then there's a bunch of games you can get. So they're a big bar down sale to try to get people to buy the stuff, I guess, to take more people in where the sales have dropped down. Another thing is, Xbox is rumored to have a game come to PlayStation. They're going to be announcing something, and the rumor is going to be it's going to be Forza Horizon 5. So can you imagine a Forza on PlayStation? That would be crazy. And that might be one reason why they put Dirt 2 or Dirt 5 on the free list to get people playing some racing games. They have this Darkest Dungeon 2. Physical release is coming in October, and I thought it was really cool that they have a collector edition toy with it. It's like a horse carriage. It might be plastic or cardboardish, but I'm all for the extra little stuff you get in with it. I'm not going to play the game. I'm not going to buy it. I just thought it was pretty cool. I saw that. Crossy Roads is coming to there's a physical co-op version is coming to PlayStation, Xbox, Xbox S, Xbox Series 1, Nintendo Switch. It's four player. It's a game we'll probably end up playing as our multiplayer madness, I think, just by watching it and seeing what it is and knowing one of the guys will probably try to have us all play. But it's coming. I didn't play Crossy Roads on the phone or anything like that. Some MetaQuest news. There's a should have saved this for Ryan, but maybe he'll listen to this. There's an HDMI link cable that's coming to the Quest that you can hook up to your Quest 3 and plug into your computer or to your consoles and actually play the games on there. Now, you have to do some like side loading hack. You have to go into for the console, for your Xbox, your Switch, or your PlayStation. You have to go in and download another third party app on your Quest and then try to play. So it'll do, like, you'll see the visual part of it. You're not actually playing the game, but you're visually watching what's on there. It'll only get better, but that is coming soon. Let's see, there's this game called Barkour. It's where you play as a dog, and you're playing parkour, but using a dog, which seemed pretty fun. I watched a trailer on it. At first, I thought it was going to be like a Prey, the little cat game, the way it was looking, but it turned out a little bit different. But it still looks fun. I might check this out. I'm not going to buy it, but if it's one of those free games. You know, I like the free games. I'll play that. There was reports of this guy, a gamer. He hooked up 444 consoles to one TV. He's a gamer from Saudi Arabia, and it showed like a table full of all these consoles, and then he plugged into the TV. His game collector, Ibrahim Al-Nasir, hooked them all on one TV. He got to a Magnavox Odyssey. Let's see. It's the game system Magnavox Odyssey, which is the first home console in 1972. Then he hooked a PlayStation Slim 5 up to it. I'm trying to see this show. His TV. He has 12 HDMI switches and 30 RCA switches hooked up to this thing. The TV and cell phone has 4 inputs. He kept an Excel spreadsheet to keep track of the right buttons to say what game he's playing. Which game console is his favorite? He says the Sega Genesis 16-bit was his favorite. And he said he's got to think about when he adds the PlayStation 5 Pro, Nintendo Switch 2, and another Xbox. So he basically puts every console. So he's got all the consoles. I don't really think there was 444 different consoles out there. But that is crazy. I'll save that for him later. Let's see. So that would be it for the news. I have a couple more things, but I wanted to save it. I want Ryan's reaction to this. And I guess that'll be it for today. Will be another short week. Sorry for the mess up last week. The recording just stopped. We don't know what happened to it. I don't know if a button pressed or I did a keystroke on the computer. But that was it for today. As always, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Send us a message on X, or formerly known as Twitter, at @game_stitch, at Ho Effin' Show. That was episode 602. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.